خدا رحمت کنه مرحوم محدث قمی رو، ایشون آقازاده شون اشخالی آقای محدث ساده که آدم با تقوایی بود ایشون هم.
May God have mercy on the late Muhaddis Qummi. His grandson, Sheikh Ali Agha Muhaddis Zadeh, said that one time my father told me that I was a guest of a businessman for lunch. After I went home, I could not get up for the morning prayer for tahajjud. For a long time, I either did not get up or when I did, I was heavy and lethargic. I did some research and found out that the same person whose lunch I was a guest of was known in the market as the bank of the afternoon. The bank, which is not open in the afternoons, was called the bank because it was a usurer. Muhaddis Qummi did not know that he had committed any forbidden act, but in the end, the forbidden morsels left their traces in pure hearts. How can you say that if you eat a spoiled food, your body will be poisoned, even if you don't know? The person who eats the forbidden food will eventually be affected.
شیطان یکی از نقشه‌هاش این هست که علاوه بر حرامخواری، عذر می‌خوام ازتون، حرامزادگی رو گسترش بده.
The second plan of Satan is sexual corruption, that is, to increase the illegitimate generation in society, illegitimate birth. We have in our narrations, no one kills the prophets and their children except the children of fornication. The killer of the prophets and the infallibles is none other than the children of fornication. Only they can be such soldiers of Satan and martyr the good and the infallibles. In Karbala, see the likes of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad and Yazid. They did not have the right blood and roots. The late Sayyid ibn Tawus says in Luhuf that the names of the 10 people who rode horses on the pure body of Aba Abdullah are known, and all 10 were children of fornication and illegitimate. Satan wants to spread illegitimate children in addition to eating forbidden foods. Unfortunately, it has happened in some countries. In Western countries, you can see the statistics that family study centers in the West have published. Illegitimate children in France are 56%, in Sweden, 55%, in Mexico, 56%, in England, 49%, in America, 41%, in Germany, 35%. These are a disaster. Satan wants to spread this even among the believers. Of course, thank God, with the culture of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam that prevails in us, this is not news in Islamic countries, especially in our country. But the point is that this is a plan, it is serious, this requires perseverance. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulema Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.